اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ رب العالمین وبه نستعین، وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا ابي القاسم المصطفى محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم، والسلام عليك يا فاطمه المعصومه يا بنت رسول الله، السلام عليك يا بنت امير المؤمنين، السلام عليك يا بنت فاطمه وخديجه، السلام عليك يا بنت حسن والحسين، السلام عليك يا بنت موسى بن جعفر ورحمه الله وبركاته، and assalamu alaikum to all of you dear mourners of the ahlul bayt, dear mourners of the messenger of Allah's family, dear mourners of the guides of humanity, dear mourners of the ark of salvation, dear mourners of the sons and the daughters of Lady Fatimatu Zahra, dear mourners of the esteemed Lady Fatimah al-Ma'suma alayha salam, and welcome to yet another one of SOQ's Thursday night programs in Qom. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Dear esteemed brothers and sisters, tonight we are commemorating the martyrdom, the shahadat of the dear lady of this city, Karimaye Ahlul Bayt, Lady Fatimah al-Ma'suma Salamullah alayha. We are honored to be able to hold this program tonight on this night of Thursday. One of the things that is quite important, and one of the things that defines every single one of us, is what cause we support. So again, one of the things that define us as a human being, that defines us as an individual, is what cause we decide to support. Now, another thing which defines us as an individual and defines who we are the personalities that we honor, the personalities that we celebrate, and the personalities whom we mourn. Of course, by the grace and blessings of Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, we are honored to celebrate individuals and personalities such as the Ahlul Bayt, and we are honored and blessed by Allah the Mighty the Exalted that we honor personalities such as the Ahlul Bayt and the Shuhada, and finally we are honored that we mourn individuals and personalities such as the Ahlul Bayt, as we are commemorating in tonight's commemoration the martyrdom and the shahada of a great personality such as Lady Fatimah al-Ma'suma, peace and blessings upon her. Very quickly, there's a humble request for the recitation of a Surah Fatiha. For all of those that have passed away from among our families, all of those among the shuhada, the religious scholars, the maraja who have passed away, and of course the people from among our family and friends, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Once again, our condolences to all the believers all across the world upon this sad and heart-wrenching tragedy, this martyrdom of Sayyida Fatimah al-Masuma salamullah alayha. We lost one mother in the city of Medina, and we lost another mother in the city of Qom. And how blessed we all are that we have the opportunity to at least live in the auspicious precincts of one of these mothers. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum. There was an interesting thing that came to my mind. There's a saying in Urdu, right, where they say that upon every single grain of rice is written the name of who will eat it, right? They say, dane dane pe likha hai, khane wale ka naam. So upon every single grain of rice written upon it, destined it is to be eaten by the one who will be eaten. And so along these lines, we say that all are invited to this farsh-e-aza. All are invited to this morning ceremony, but only a very few blessed select are the ones who accept that invitation. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. People know of Lady Fatimah al-Ma'suma's knowledge, they know about her wisdom, they know about her intelligence, they know about her great spirituality. These are things that are very common, and most people know them. A lot of people know the great status of Lady Fatimah al-Ma'suma from the very various different traditions that we have about her position. So we know about the traditions of the status of Lady Fatimah al-Ma'suma and her great status as well. But there's one thing that very seldom is spoken about, and again, this book is very good as far as showing these realities. But very seldom are these qualities of Lady Fatimah al-Ma'suma spoken about, which deal with her determination, her strength, her courage, her steadfastness on the path of Allah, when it deals with the revolutionary spirit of Sayyida Fatimah al-Ma'suma, and of course her defense of wilaya. And this is what we see in the seerah and the sunnah of Lady Fatimah al-Ma'suma. She endured and she took a very long and difficult journey in order to join and aid the Imam of her time. She went through a great many difficulties and trials and hardships in order to join and aid the Imam of her time. She had to witness the martyrdom of her loved ones in the pursuit of joining and aiding the Imam of her time. And finally, she gave her blessed life on the path of Allah in order to join and aid the Imam of her time. And so this begs the question, what are we doing in order to join and aid the Imam of our time? Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.